It is 21 after the hour. Catholic Answers Live going now to Carissa in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hello, Carissa.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you probably won't believe me, but for the sake of opening your mind and considering the possibility, I am Mary, Jesus' mom.
Oh.
I have been reincarnated.
Indeed.
In fact, and, Carissa, I don't in fact believe you, but go on.
Okay, that's fine. You know, most people don't, so I don't really go around telling everybody, but...
Mm-hmm. That's probably a wise policy.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta... But, you know, the thing is, I wasn't raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm human, and I was raised Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
But I was flipping through my radio station and listening to the Catholic channel, and I'm just, like, really amazed and... refresh and
Carissa,
Carissa,
hold on a sec, mm-hmm. just for a second. We'd like to have a question for you.
Well, I want to say I want to encourage Carissa, though. I'm glad she's liking what she's hearing on Catholic radio, and I hope she'll keep listening.
Did you have a question for Jimmy, Carissa?
I heard something about the rapture,
mm-hmm.
And what Catholics believe about that. I've actually been in an out-of-body experience of the rapture. About 10 years ago, God was showing me it's going to happen in my lifetime. And, so I heard you mention something about that, and I was wondering you all believe.
Okay. Maybe put a different way. Do Catholics believe in the rapture?
Catholics don't use the term rapture. We acknowledge that there is an event that will occur at the end of the world when Jesus comes back, where all those who believe in him will be caught up to be with him forever. And that's talked about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, but we don't use the term rapture for that. We also acknowledge it as something that will happen at the second coming at the end of the world. In some groups that have become well known here in America in recent years, in the Protestant community, it's often claimed that it'll occur a few years before the beginning of a 1,000-year period that's itself before the second coming. So it's more than 1,000 years before the end of the world on that view. That's not what Catholics believe. If you read 1 Thessalonians carefully, you'll see that that it's described as happening at the second coming, not more than 1,000 years before. There's also an interesting thing about this. One of the things that Catholics acknowledge about the Virgin Mary is that she shares in the blessings of the Christian life in a special way early. So just like, and we were talking about in the previous phone call about how purgatory will make us all pure for heaven,
mm-hmm.
and so we'll be freed of every stain of sin. So we'll all one day be rendered immaculate or stainless. But to make her a fitting mother for his son, Jesus or God had Mary conceived immaculately without the mm-hmm. stain of original sin. So she shared in that blessing of the Christian life early. In the same way, just as all Christians will one day be caught up to be with Jesus forever, and as 1 Thessalonians say, so Mary at the end of her earthly life was caught up to be with Jesus forever, body mm-hmm. and soul, just like we all will be. That's an event that Catholics refer to as the Assumption of Mary. And consequently, Mary is, in the Catholic view, alive in heaven today with her body with her. And so from a Catholic perspective, that's one of the reasons that we would have difficulty accepting, Carissa, the idea that you're Mary reincarnated, because we know that Mary is in heaven right now with God and her body. Also, the book of Hebrews, which is divinely inspired by the Holy Spirit, says that it is appointed for man once to die, and then comes the judgment. So as a result, reincarnation on the Catholic view does not happen. And the church has never taught that it happened. Sometimes you hear people say the church once did, but really you look at the historical record and it's not true. And so right from the first century onward, the church has always said it's appointed for us to die once, and then we experience God's judgment, positive or negative. And so consequently, reincarnation doesn't happen. So I'd mm-hmm. meditate on that and ponder it in your heart.
Thanks for the call, Carissa. In kind of a shorthand average Joe kind of way, could you say that we believe in the rapture in the case of the Blessed Mother's Assumption? Is that a fair synonym?
You could say it that way. You could even say it for all of us, as long as you strip away the more than 1,000 years before the end of the world part,
right,
and as long as you acknowledge this is not standard terminology.
I will say it. Okay. I will say it.
Okay.
Now and always.
Cool.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Claude in San Jose. Non-Catholics only this hour, please. This is Catholic Answers Live. 888-31-TRUTH. Be right back.